Oxygen. Hurry.
Over here, over here.
Defibrillation. Now, where's the adrenaline? Come on, be quick.
I got it, I got it.
10 cc, stand by.
Okay.
Here, get this tray out of the way. Breathe. 1-1000. 2-1000.
Come on, guys.
3-1000. 4-1000. Breathe. Come on.
There's no pulse.
Come on. Defibrillation, let's go. Hand me those paddles.
Okay, everybody.
Come on.
Clear!
Tom? Tom?
Still no pulse.
Why the panic? I'm here. I'm fine. Tom? I must be dreaming.
Hello, John.
What? Jenny. What in the world is going on here?
Can't you figure it out?
Well, I must be dreaming, or am I still in the imagination station?
What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure what to think. Unless I'm not dead, am I?
Is this what you imagined death would be like?
Well, I don't know. I imagined I'd see you again, that's for sure. And here you are. It's so good to see you again, Jenny.
What else did you imagine?
I'm not sure. Is this supposed to be heaven?
You tell me.
Are you being coy, or don't you know?
What did you think heaven would be like, John?
Oh, something beautiful. Maybe a lush green forest. A trickling stream. Did you do that? What is this? Is this really supposed to be heaven?
Eye hasn't seen, nor has the ear heard, nor has entered into man's imagination what God has prepared for those who love him. You know that. I can't tell you anything you don't already know. Come on, John. There's more for you to see.
But what about Tom and the doctor?
They'll be all right.
And me? What happens to me in the meantime?
That's up to you, John. Are you coming?
I'd love to.
Tom?
Hi, Connie. Well, here we are again.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Any news from the doctor?
No, I'm still waiting. Whit definitely had a heart attack. I can say that much for sure. And they think he's stable now.
This is crazy. I can't believe it's happening.
I know what you mean. I'm beginning to think we're all in the imagination station, and this is just one of his wild adventures.
I wish. You look terrible.
Oh, thank you. You don't look so bad yourself.
I mean, you look like you didn't get any sleep last night. Have you been here all night?
Yeah.
You should have called sooner.
Well, no sense everybody losing sleep.
Well, I made an executive decision this morning. I'm not going to open Wit's End.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea. We don't want the kids more alarmed than they might already be.
Well, you think I'm going to hang around there while Wit's here?
Well, where's Eugene?
I don't know. I haven't been able to reach him at Wit's End or his dorm. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, well, this whole situation is strange.
Oh, Mr. Riley, it's Tom.
Well, now, look who's here. Hiya, Jana.
Hi.
Jason, look at you. Oh, it's been years.
Hi, Tom.
How's my dad?
Well, stable, I reckon. I'm waiting for the doctor. Hmm. You two know Connie Kendall? Connie, this is Jana, Witt's daughter.
Oh, of course. You helped me with Monty last time.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, this is Witt's son, Jason.
Hi, I've heard a lot about you through Dad's letters.
Did I hear you right, Tom? This whole thing happened because of that imagination, whatever?
The imagination station,
Well,
Jana.
I don't care what you call it. I always said those inventions would hurt him one day. I just knew it.
Look, don't get yourself all bent out of shape here. Let's just find out a few more of the facts before we pass judgment.
Spoken like a Drew Whitaker.
Oh, hang on. Here comes Doc Morton. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Tom. You look terrible.
That's what I said.
This is Jana and Jason Whittaker.
Oh, hi. Yes, I've heard a lot about you. I'm sorry we had to meet under these circumstances.
Well, exactly what are these circumstances, Doctor?
Well, your father had a mild heart attack, but he's doing okay now. At least his heart is.
What do you mean?
You know, he's been unconscious ever since he came in, and he's shown no signs of coming out of it.
Unconscious? You like a coma?
Yeah.
Well, for lack of a better word, yes.
Oh, no.
Can we see him, Doc?
Of course. In fact, not only would I like you to see him, I want you to talk to him.
Talk to him?
Mm-hmm. Aural stimulation is very helpful in cases like this. Hearing your voices might draw him out.
Oh.
Then lead the way.
Sure.
Boy, this is...
What should I do, Tom?
I think you should go back to Whit's End. There's no point in waiting around here, and I think it'll reassure the kids.
If you think so.
Well, I think it's best. And you might want to keep trying to reach Eugene.
I will.
And pray, Connie.
I never stopped.
Eugene Meltzner. Sorry I couldn't take your call, but leave your name and telephone number at the sound of the tone, and I'll phone back post-haste.
Eugene, are you there? Eugene? Look, if you're there, pick up the phone. Eugene? Well, this is Connie, and I'm at Wit's End. Please call me. It's really important.
Connie.
Dad, I can't look at him, Jason.
He's just sleeping, Jana, just like he did after Mom made those big Sunday afternoon dinners. Remember that? I wonder if he still has that couch.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, really. I'm only talking. I mean, isn't that what the doctor said to do? Hey, Dad, are you in there?
Oh, how can you be so flippant? He could be on the edge. What are we going to do if he...
Dad, it's Jason. Listen, did you figure this was the only way to get us to come visit? Well, you did it. We're here. How about you getting up, okay?
Oh, I just knew those inventions would backfire on him one day. I told you, Dad. You just keep tinkering with things. You can't leave well enough alone.
Jana.
You hear me? You used to worry Mom, too. She never told you, but I knew it. Why can't you just... be normal. Why can't you just wake up?
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Wherever he is, God's with him. Okay? I know that. God's with him.
Well, look at this place. It hasn't changed a bit.
It's just the way you remember it.
Yeah. You know, I love this house, Jenny. Even more than the house in Odyssey. It had a lot of character.
I know. It's a lot like Whit's End, isn't it?
No, I guess it is. You know, I never thought about it before. This is Jerry's room.
Do you want to go in?
Oh, I don't know if I should.
That's not like you. What are you afraid of, John?
Well, if this is my imagination and everything is as real as it seems to be, I don't want to relive Jerry's death. I don't want all those memories again.
But if you're imagining heaven, then Jerry's part of that. He believed in Jesus. Not even dying in a war could change that. You raised him well.
We raised him well.
Go on. Open the door.
Well, if you say so, Jenny.
His room's exactly the way we left it.
Oh, my. Jen. Is he here? Can I see him?
Just turn around, John.
Jerry.
Hi, Dad. How are you doing?
Jerry. Son. Oh, it's so good to see you, Jerry.
Hi, Dad.
Come here, Jenny.
Oh, John, you're going to get us all in a state.
I don't care. I don't care. Just let me hold you both.
So this is the culprit, huh? Glad Jana stayed at the hospital. She would have taken a baseball bat to it.
Well, the imagination station's not really the culprit. It's what your dad programmed into it that's caused all the trouble. That's why I told Eugene to erase it. Where is Eugene, anyway?
I still can't get him. I keep leaving messages on his machine.
Can I take a look inside?
Sure. Just press that.
There. It's remarkable. Why are all these buttons flashing?
Huh? Well, that's funny. I never saw them do that before. Connie?
Something must have malfunctioned.
Has anyone else been here since last night?
No. I thought it was turned off.
Wait a second. There's a message on the display. System interrupt, re-enter to continue. Well, that must be from your visit, Tom.
Can't be. Huh? I told Eugene to erase the program. He would have turned everything off. Unless... Oh, no.
Eugene tried the program himself.
Oh, I should have known.
Eugene was in here?
Oh, that boy, I should have figured. Only someone as smart as Eugene would do something so stupid.
What does this mean? Is that why Eugene's disappeared?
Well, could be. He's not a Christian, and there's no telling how this program would have affected him.
But what's so special about this program that it can hurt Whit and make everyone act so crazy?
Because it's about death, Connie.
I don't get it.
Whit created a program that, for Christians at least, gives a hint of the beauty of life after death, of heaven. I think that's why it affected him the way it did.
Connie, if my dad programmed this the way I think he did, then he created a place where he'll be reunited with his parents, my mom, even Jerry.
You mean the one who died in Vietnam?
That's right. It would be a beautiful place. One he might not want to come back from.
But for Eugene...
Who doesn't know Jesus like we do.
It would be a place of... Oh, Eugene!
No wonder he won't answer his phone.
We have to talk to him. I gotta find him.
Jana, about last night...
Dad, don't start. I've got a long drive ahead of me.
Well, can't we just talk?
I don't want to get into it.
I just don't understand what all this is about.
I've just had it with you passing judgment on me. Nothing I do pleases you. You criticize my friends, my work, my hobbies, my marriage. Let's not forget my marriage. You had plenty to say about that. And now it's my son. Did you hear that, Dad? My son. Let's try to keep that straight, shall we?
Dad? Listen to me if you can. I want you to know I'm sorry about our arguments and petty squabbles. Your mom always said I was as stubborn as you. I don't know, maybe that was part of our problem. But it doesn't matter now. I don't care about reasons or who said what or why some things happened the way they did. I just want you to come back, okay? I can't believe this is the way it's supposed to end. Come back. Can you hear me, Dad? I love you. Come back, if only because I love you.
Eugene? Are you in there? Eugene? Eugene! Look, I know what happened. You got in the imagination station. You saw the program. Eugene!
Go away, Miss Kendall.
Eugene! Eugene, come on! Open up! We have to talk! Eugene, I'm not leaving until you open the door. You want me to make a scene? Please! Thanks. There's something you need to...
Miss Kendall.
Eugene.
You're not really going to drink that coffee, are you?
Jason.
There's a cafeteria downstairs, you know.
They serve pretty good food, too.
No, I didn't want to stray too far from Dad.
Any change?
No. For a moment, I thought I saw him smile. But I think it was just wishful thinking. So did you destroy that imagination station?
No.
But Jason figured out how to erase the program, so hopefully it won't cause any more trouble.
Well, you should have thrown a stick of dynamite into the whole thing. Look, I'll say it now, Jason. If anything happens to Dad, we're getting rid of everything. The house, Wits End, those contraptions.
Janet, don't be so hasty.
I'm serious. I don't want anything to do with them.
Well, you won't have to. Look, if anything happens to Dad, I'll come back and take care of everything. I may even move here. Who knows?
Really, Jason?
Maybe. I like Odyssey. I like what Dad's done here since Mom died. Yeah, maybe I'll come back one day.
Oh, you're as crazy as Dad.
Well, I take that as a compliment, thank you. But all this talk is unnecessary because Dad's going to pull through. I believe it. All we have to do is talk to him.
Talk to him?
He's in there somewhere, Jana. We just have to coax him out again.
The first thing we have to do is open these curtains and get some light in here. There. Isn't that better? Why did you do it, Eugene? Tom said to erase it.
I couldn't erase something so significant.
Not without trying it first. What happened, Eugene?
It was the most horrifying thing I've ever experienced. I've never felt such loneliness or isolation. It was as though I were completely separated from everyone and everything, completely and thoroughly alone. Not like I was off by myself somewhere, but as though I were non-existent in a dark void of solitude. I was alone, Connie, utterly alone in a burning blackness, and I've had nothing but nightmares since then.
Eugene, this may not help much, but I know why you felt that way.
I'm open to any theory at this point.
I think that Witt's death program was horrible for you for the same reason it seemed wonderful to Witt.
Please continue.
Oh, for Witt, death will be a place of wonder, miracles, beauty, and reunion. Heaven, Eugene. But for you, who's never accepted Christ, death is, well, it'll be a place of isolation and separation. If Witt got a tiny taste of heaven, then maybe you got a tiny taste of hell. Do you understand, Eugene?
Do you really believe that, Connie?
With all my heart.
Then you better explain it all to me in detail.
John? John, darling?
Hmm?
I think it's time to go.
What? But you can't go. You only just got here.
Not us, John. You.
She's right, Dad.
Oh, Jerry, there's so much left to catch up on. Years, in fact.
We will, Dad. We'll have time for all of that later. For real.
But it's so beautiful here. It's so good to be with you. I forgot how lonely I get sometimes.
It'll go by so quickly, John. Then we'll be together again. All of us. And it'll be better than this. Better than you could ever imagine.
Oh, I don't know. I have a pretty good imagination.
It's like looking through a dirty window, Dad. Isn't that what you used to tell me? The world we think is so real is actually just a very dim reflection of what's to come? Do you still believe that?
Well, of course I do, but why in the world would I want to go back to a dirty reflection?
Because you're needed there, John. Besides, none of this is real. You know that. You've known it from the start.
But it's still wonderful.
Not as wonderful as when we really do meet up again.
You're right. I know it.
See you soon, John Avery.
That was a very dangerous thing to do, Dad. Trying to capture life after death in a computer program wasn't a very smart idea.
No, I guess it wasn't.
So you'll go back now?
Yeah. But I'm awfully thirsty for some reason.
What did you say, Dad?
I said I'm awfully thirsty.
Oh, Dad! Dad, I can't believe
He's thirsty.
It!
Oh. All right, Dad.
Oh, you're
welcome back.
Back.
Oh, welcome back.
Oh, how long was I asleep?
You were out for about 24 hours. Gave us quite a scare.
What do you know about that? It seemed like just minutes. And I had the most remarkable dream.
You did?
Your mother was there.
Really?
And Jerry. Oh, it was so real.
I'm sure it was.
Well, you just promised me one thing, Dad. Don't ever mess around with something like that again. In fact, I wish you'd promise to dismantle the imagination station completely.
Oh, I couldn't do that. The imagination station is only what we make of it. I just went too far, that's all.
That's all?
I should have listened to you, Tom.
Oh?
I was tampering with things that aren't any of my business, but I learned from it. Getting lost in one's imagination, memories, even dreams of the future is it's a limited experience. There are greater adventures to be found in the real world, which leaves only one question.
And that is?
When can I get out of this hospital and get on with them?
Well, you just sit back and relax.
You've had enough adventures, Dad.
Well, Eugene, what are you going to do?
What indeed, Miss Kendall? What indeed?
The Bible says that we should set our eyes not on what we can see, but on what we cannot see. What we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. For we know that our body, the tent that we live in here on earth, will be destroyed. But when that happens, God will have a house for us to live in. It will not be a house made by men. It will be a home in heaven that will last forever. I'm Chuck Bolte, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. You know, this wonderful promise about life after death is true for everyone who believes in Jesus. Have you asked him into your heart? If you haven't, then I encourage you to talk to your parents or Sunday school teacher or someone you know who has. I'm sure they'll be happy to explain how you can know Jesus and enjoy eternal life. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Mortal Coil was written and directed by Paul McCusker and is dedicated to the memory of Louise Smith. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our music was composed by John Campbell. I hope you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.